So beginning this summer, the group, former Majority Association for Equality, will award as many as $500 scholarships to white men who have at least a 3.0 grade point average. To qualify, applicants have to be able to prove that they have at least 25% Caucasian blood. 25% Caucasian. Bohannon said, we're not looking for blonde-haired, blue-eyed, stereotypical white males. My feeling is that if you can say you're 25% Caucasian, you're Caucasian enough for us. So what do you think about that? We bring on J.C. Davies, who is the author of a book, I Got the Fever. The former Majority Association for Equality is offering those scholarships, and we want to find out what J.C. has to say about it. Good evening, J.C., and welcome to News Radio 1020 KDKA.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. I laid it out there as was delivered from the news service. You probably have talked about this quite a bit in the last couple of days. What do you make of this organization?
Yeah, well, I love that priceless quote about being 25% Caucasian, you're good enough for us. That's hysterical. But, you know, my thought is that when you see anything flash up on the screen that says white-only scholarship, you know, all of us kind of get peeved out because we think of those old Jim Crow pictures where you had the whites-only water fountain, and that was always really nice, right next to the colored water fountain, which always looked terrible. So I think, you know, I understand why people are concerned, but at its essence, any kind of scholarship that helps, and I'm not sure if you mentioned this, but the kids have to be in financial need, is a good thing, mm-hmm. as far as I'm concerned.
Sure, because there are scholarships, I mean, countless scholarships for people who are left-handed, people who are redheaded. There are those scholarships just for women. There are scholarships for minorities that white males aren't, they can't get into, they can't apply for. So what would be wrong with this? I mean, if we're just talking about equaling the playing field and saying, hey, we have this money, we would like to contribute it to this group. That's what all people who sponsor scholarships do, isn't it?
You know, I think it is, and you're right. I mean, there is a scholarship for everything. People that like to fish, you know. I mean, everybody's got a scholarship. And, you know, I have spoken to quite a few people on this in the last week, and even the people of color, you know, while it's maybe not the sort of scholarship that I would choose to have, and that obviously there is still a huge disparity between whites and the other races as far as going on to college. Mm-hmm. You know, 72% of whites going to college, but only 64% of Hispanics and even 56% of African Americans.
Yeah, but there are also those whites who fall between the cracks. There are the white males whose parents may just make a little bit too much, so they don't qualify for certain scholarships. There are those, you know, who are having to pay for college on their own and need those scholarships. So would we be denying them that access if we've tried to stand in the way of these scholarships? And I don't think that there is anything that you can do about it, right?
Right. I mean, I think you're right. Like I said, to the extent that you're helping someone that couldn't otherwise go to school, like, you know, I joke, do we want to keep white males stupid? Is that what we're hoping for? I mean, more education, no matter who it's for, is a positive thing. And the more educated people are, you know, studies have shown that the less racist you are, the more open you are to other cultures and other people. So as far as I'm concerned, it's all promoting some, you know, more education and, you know, less racism.
So that's a good thing, because as we hear throughout statistics for, you know, in the next 20 to 30 years, we will have fewer people who are of one race. It's such a, you know, multi-ethnic world that we live in now, multicultural society that we live in now, that sometime in the future, whites aren't going to be the dominant race. We're not going to have the majority. So in that context, if they can prove, like, if you're a Native American or if you're an African American or if you're Asian or Latino or something like that, there's probably scholarships available to you. There's nothing wrong with this in order to say to white males, hey, we'd like to award you this scholarship to further your education.
Absolutely. And, you know, there was an interesting, Cody Bohannon, who's the person that started the scholarship, was on with CNBC or MSNBC with a black African American studies professor from Columbia. And, you know, the professor said there is, quote, no need for this sort of scholarship. And, you know, from Cody's perspective, of course there is. You know, because there's one thing to say the statistics of, you know, that it's easier for, like he brought up, that it's easier for white people to get, like, home loans than blacks and things like that. But the truth is, when you're looking at your bills and you can't pay them for the month and you can't afford to stay in school, that's really real. That's not a statistic. And for you, it doesn't matter that, you know, 72% of whites can afford to complete college. You can't.
Right. And that's what people are looking at. And as our economy continues to shrink and the job market continues to shrink, people are saying, well, why shouldn't this be available to us? Why are we always the ones who are left out? We're going to continue our conversation. I want to find out more about your book, I Got the Fever. J.C. Davies is our guest. We're talking about this group from Texas State University that, beginning in this summer, want to offer $500 scholarships to white men who have at least a 3.0 grade point average. Some people consider it racist. We want to find out what you think on News Radio 1020. KDKA.
KDKA is your station for severe weather information. We're the voice of Pittsburgh. News Radio 1020, KDKA.
Wow. Sharon, is Kelsey learning her alphabet already?
Well, Tom and I enrolled her in the Pennsylvania Cyber Charter School last year. They have a program called Little Lincoln for elementary.
That's amazing.
Yes. Every day there are teacher videos for each subject, and they provide everything we need to learn at home. Caring and certified teachers, plus the computer, textbooks and materials, printer, and internet access.
I knew PA Cyber had Lincoln Interactive for older kids, but I didn't know they offered that kind of program for elementary.
Kathy, you really should consider it for Jason. Call PA Cyber at 888-PA-CYBER for more information. Or their website is www.pacyber.org.
The Pennsylvania Cyber Charter School. Building schools out of choices, not bricks. For kindergarten through 12th grade.
Unexplained bruises, missing money, neglect, isolation. Pennsylvania reported 14,000 cases of suspected elder abuse last year alone. If you suspect abuse, call the statewide elder abuse hotline at 1-800-490-8505. To learn more, visit www.pacrimevictims.com. Elder abuse is a crime. Our older adults deserve better. This message brought to you by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
We don't have TV today. We have HD TV or 3D TV. We don't have phones. We have smartphones. We have supercomputers that fit on our laps and in our pockets. And we'll have even more amazing technology tomorrow because technology keeps advancing. So you need a network that doesn't just keep up, but keeps you ahead. Verizon Fios is a 100% fiber optic network built for what's now and what's next. With the capacity to deliver 130 pure HD channels to your TV and 150 meg download speeds to your computer. With Fios, you can watch select on-demand movies on your laptop and smartphone and move your photos and home videos from your touchscreen to your big screen. And Fios is designed to deliver tomorrow's innovations too. Because Fios isn't just a network for today, it's a network ahead. To order Fios, call 1-888-GET-FIOS. That's 1-888-438-3467. Fios available in select areas. Call for more details.
Mike Romine is on the air on News Radio 1020 KDKA.
Feeling the heat. I don't know if it's from the spotlights here at the Convention Center with the Home and Garden Show, or it's the topic we're discussing here in this portion of the program. We're talking with J.C. Davies. J.C. is an author. Her book is I Got the Fever, and she is an author, a blogger, researcher, former Wall Street analyst. So you've been around the block a little bit, J.C. And it's always,
yes, I guess you can put it that way.
It always seems like controversy's following you. Now we're talking about this issue of the white male scholarships, but you also were involved with Goldman Sachs. I guess we could do a whole show on that, too.
Yeah, and I'm also a white woman that writes about race and relationships, so I have definitely gotten a lot of negative feedback similar to Colby Bohannon, just as a regard to the fact that I dare to talk about this topic, given that I'm white.
Yeah. So what is the deal? I mean, it doesn't sound to me like during our first segment here that you think it's racist for this organization to give out these scholarships.
Well, you know, the one thing I've learned in the, like, 3 years that I've been working on this project is I can't stand the word racist. Mm-hmm. I mean, people throw that around like it's nothing, like it's water, you know. Everything you do is racist. You stare at me wrong, you're racist. I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous. So, I mean, I don't think it's racist. I don't think that putting that label is productive. And one of the things I want to mention that a lot of people don't know about is that this is not sort of a one-off, this scholarship. There's actually a lot of discussion right now. The Prime Minister of the UK talked about how he felt that it was important to treat minorities and other UK citizens equally, and that no longer did he want to give preference to certain minorities. The same thing in France. I think the Tea Party is, you know, there have been some racial undertones and concerns there from some white conservatives. So, you know, he's just one of the many symptoms of that's showing that you know, we need a little bit more equality or evenness.
Yeah, and that's what we're hearing as a talk show host, and I brought this up a couple of days ago, and I would think that I believe the majority of the people who responded to the question of whether this is racist or, you know, do you agree that this scholarship is a good idea, most of the people who responded said it was a good idea, there was nothing wrong with it, that it's not racist at all. It's just a matter of anybody who wants to come up with a scholarship, you know, whether you're Irish, and you can apply for a scholarship to go to Ireland. There are a number of people and organizations who fund scholarships just for their particular people. So there's right. No reason that white males should be left out of it, but a lot of times they are.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think one of the greatest things about being in an interracial relationship, and what I found both personally as well as dealing with people on my blog at fieverbook.com, is that people in interracial relationships really have a better ability to empathize with people of all different races.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my favorite comments is there's a black woman that writes a blog similar to mine in California, and I told her about it, about the scholarship. And her first comment is, you know, why would you have a scholarship for the majority? And da-da-da-da. Mm. And then I said, oh, it's for poor kids. And she goes, oh, well, okay then.
Yeah.
You know, so it really depends. I mean, the point is to give it to kids in need. You know, I mean, you're not giving it to, you know, a rich kid that from the country club, you know, and that's the thing that really matters.
Yeah, and as far as those in need, as the budget cuts continue and the Pell Grants run out and all these other forms of college scholarship help are taken away by the federal government and the state governments, students are going to need more and more options like this to fund their college educations.
And there's less and less available, mm-hmm. I think. I mean, you know, even when I was in school, there were very few scholarships. And I actually personally got a Pell Grant, and I got a few other scholarships, but very few.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm a woman, so, you know, I sort of checked box that minority checkbox.
We're talking with J.C. Davies. She's the author of I Got the Fever. We're talking about this Texas State University group. They're called the Former Majority Association for Equality. They're going to offer five $500 scholarships to white men who have at least a 3.0 grade point average coming up this summer. All you have to do is prove that you're 25% Caucasian. Could you have done this 25 years ago, JC? Is it something that now it's more widely accepted? Because as you mentioned, I think you said that you're in an interracial relationship, that there are more and more of those relationships that are acceptable today than there was even back 30 years ago when I went to high school.
Absolutely. We've made a lot of changes, and we've actually made a lot of progress when it comes to sending kids to college and education. You know, in 1980, you know, 20% of blacks didn't even graduate from high school. Now it's only 10.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so same thing with Latinos. I mean, we made a similar progress there. I think it was 35% didn't graduate in 80, and now it's 18. So in general, I think whatever we've been doing, whether it's scholarships or affirmative action or whatever, has certainly been working. And, you know, as soon as we start getting closer and closer to, you know, rates being equal, even though we still have a ways to go, more and more of these things are going to come up. And it's not a bad thing. And I guess what concerns me the most, both with me personally, my experience with my book, and then also with this white boy scholarship, as I like to call it, is that the people right away say racist, they say stereotypes, they try to shut people down, and people need to talk about these things. And just because you're white doesn't mean that your concerns are not valid.
Right. And that you're in some special class that you don't need that kind of assistance. Do you think
exactly.
that the, do you think that the white male students are a forgotten group in higher education?
You know, I mean, I think, like I said, I don't really feel like there was a ton of scholarships for me as a white female. So, you know, and I don't think there's a ton of scholarships, period. But I can imagine, yes, and I don't know the stats, but there's probably very few scholarships that you can apply for. And like you said, a lot of times they're very specific, too. You have to have a major in forest management or whatever. And so, you know, no matter who you are, there are not that many scholarships. I mean, good. One of my best friends and also the Indian cover model on my book, you know, he just got into Harvard and he's having a hard time finding the scholarships and he's Indian.
Mm-hmm.
So he is in the minority, you know. So it's tough out there for everybody. But I have no doubt that there probably are many less scholarships available for white males.
She is J.C. Davies. Her book is called I Got the Fever. Feverbook.com is her website. What is this book about, J.C.?
Sure. The book is about interracial relationships, but unlike so many other books where they drive it down to black and white, you know, there's only 10% of interracial relationships are black and white, yet 90% of the books are written on that. So this book instead is about Asians, Indians, Latinos, Jews, and blacks, and it's really for anybody that's interested in interracial relationships, that's in one currently, that's looking to broaden their horizons and really helps you to find out kind of what it's like to date in those different cultures. Because a lot of times we like to use the word stereotype and, again, shut down the conversation, or racist and shut down the conversation. But the truth is these cultures are different. People act, that's what culture is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that
yep.
we all share a certain amount of qualities. And so what I try to do in my book is tell people, you know, these are some of the qualities of these different cultures, some of the things you might like and dislike. And then, you know, everybody's going to be different, and it's going to be up for you to figure that out. But at least give you some form of education, because a lot of people are afraid, oh, something terrible is going to happen if I interracial date. They don't know what that is, and there isn't anything, but that's the sort of idea out there. So I want to reduce that fear factor.
Yeah. Societal pressures aren't what they used to be. More and more people in interracial relationships, as you talk about in I Got the Fever. And somewhere down the line, this group that's giving out these scholarships to white males who can prove that they're 25% Caucasian, that may be a more difficult task, because 30 to 50 years from now, the bloodlines may be all mixed.
Right. Well, and honestly, I mean, 25% Caucasian, I mean, my best friend, you know, half black, half white, and was married to a black man. They have a son. He's 25% Caucasian.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
There you go.
So, I mean, that's not really exactly a high bar, you know?
All right. J.C. Davies is the author of the book, I Got the Fever. You can find out more information at her website, feverbook.com. Thank you, J.C., for being with us.
Oh, thank you.
Appreciate it. It's an important topic to discuss.